Long before the advent of pharmaceutical-grade analgesics, or even the purification of natural occurring compounds like the discovery of aspirin, which was taken from an extract of the white willow bark, the people of the Amazon needed to create effective pain relief medications that they could use for the wide variety of conditions that can confront you, can lead to a painful condition while living in the Amazon jungle. And one of the things that they use, which I found very fascinating, is the use of ant tinctures. This is an example. This is called Tangut. We carry three different ant tincture formulas, each one representing a different species of ant, and there's slight variations in the properties of these three formulas, or three materials. Each of them is a venom of a different species of ant. How they usually harvest this is they put a sponge, a wetted sponge, very close to the mound. The ants view it as an attacker and actually sting the dickens out of this sponge, and then later they come back and they pick up the sponges and squeeze out the venom, and that venom is in itself the analgesic. It's very simple how you use it. You just put a few drops on the skin, then rub it back and forth. Our use of it is primarily in connection with escharotics, because with larger growths, you sometimes have to use two or three different pain relief mechanisms to make sure that you're able to, as comfortably as possible, go through and finish the process successfully. So it's of our use of it. But I recommend you take a look at the product page for these three three ant tinctures. It can be found at altcancer.com/a_tinct.htm. And you'll see all three products, how they're used, protocols, and actually pictures of the ants themselves. It's pretty interesting. You should take a look at it.